Hallelujah. It is the highest note of praise, whether it is in heaven or whether it is on earth. Matter of fact, hallelujah is a universal language. And I remember one day I was standing in line at one of the restaurants, and I said, hallelujah. And that was a Hispanic gentleman in front of him, and he turned around and said, hallelujah. And I tried to converse with him, but I couldn't. All he understood was the word hallelujah. And we got on the same page, and we were serving the same God. But I've discovered as I've gone and traveled into other places that hallelujah is a universal language. And the scriptures let us know that hallelujah is also a heavenly language. It's amazing what praise can do. Look at Psalms 150, beginning verse 1 with me. The psalmist said, praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of the trumpet and the psaltery and harp. I like this part. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Hallelujah. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him on the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. God's people ought to be a shouting people. They ought to be a rejoicing people. They ought to be a praising people, because the devil hates praise, because praise paralyzes him. And God comes down and enthrones himself over his people wherever they are when they begin to praise the Lord. My subject this morning, the Lion of Praise. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your people that are gathered here. Thank you, Lord, how they've all come out of darkness into the marvelous light. And Lord, now we are children of light. We're to walk as children of light. We're to obey your words. And Lord, those watching by live stream and those seated in the church today under the sound of my voice that do not know you as their personal Savior, I pray, Lord, that you will touch their hearts. Holy Ghost conviction power, Lord, because you are worthy of worship. You are worthy of praise, not of just some people, but of every person that has ever been born on this planet. So, Lord, thank you for the anointing to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Give us a listening ear. Touch our hearts. Split soul and spirit asunder. And everyone said in Jesus' name, amen. When we were praying, it's been more than 10 years ago now, because I remember it was in 2006. We were praying, and we've been praying for about 45 minutes in one of our Friday night prayer meetings. And we were worshiping, and we were magnifying the Lord. And all of a sudden, I spoke these words. I was down on my knees. I said, Jesus, you are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. For those of you who may not know the word Judah, it means praise. I spoke those words, Jesus, you're the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And the next thing came out of my mouth was, Jesus, you are the Lion of Praise. And when I spoke those words, you are the Lion of Praise, I jumped to my feet when I realized what I had said. Hallelujah. That, my friend, was a revelation to me from the Holy Ghost that Jesus is the Lion of Praise. Jesus is the Lion of Praise, which means that when you praise God, you get the Lion of Praise involved in the affairs of life that you're going through. He gets involved in your battles. You can fight them yourself, or you can learn to love God, worship God, and praise God. And the Lion of Praise, he will step into every situation that you ever face, and he will fight your battles for you. Jesus said, the thief come to steal, to kill, and destroy. He said, but I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. He is the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. I'm so glad that Jesus took care of my sin problem. He's the Lamb when it comes to you and me. But he's the Lion who fights our battles when we send up praise. When the devil comes trying to take you out and you start praising God, the Lion of Praise, he shows up and he puts his foot down on the devil, says, thus far shall you go and no further. Matter of fact, you've got the authority to do it. All you have to do is say, I've got authority over you, devil. The lion of praise invaded my heart one day, hallelujah, and gave me authority to wield the sword of the Spirit, gave me the authority to use his name. And when I step forth, hallelujah, I don't come in my strength. I come in the strength of God. I come in the strength of the Most High God. He is the Most High. He is possessor of heaven and earth. He is a deliverer from every enemy that you'll ever face. And when you begin to praise him, the lion of praise, the son of the living God, Jesus Christ, he steps down. Look at him. Hallelujah. He's like a lion when it comes to the devil. Yet when it comes to you and me, he's the meek, lowly lamb. Hallelujah. That loved us and gave himself for us. Hallelujah. I get tickled sometimes when I'm preaching. I just get to thinking about the goodness of God, and I get to thinking about the Word of God. And I'll tell you something. If you've never done this when you're going through your battles, just get you a good old, not a tee-hee-hee-hee, but a ha-ha-ha-ha. Get you a good old belly laugh. Ha-ha-ha-ha. Laugh at the devil. You'll see me over there scratching his head. His demon said, what in the world is going on? I hit him with everything I got, and he's laughing. I tell you what, he's watching you. The devil's watching you, but God is watching you too. And God wants to hear praise coming out of your mouth. God wants for you to know that you can trust him. You know, it's amazing what praise can do. That's why the Bible teaches us to let God's praise be preeminent in our lives. When we praise him and send up glories and some hallelujahs, we actually activate the spirit world where God is concerned, and then God comes down and begins to inhabit our praises. Have you ever been in a situation when it was just seemed like you just could not get that breakthrough, but all of a sudden you just backed up and you said, I'm going to praise him. And you just opened your mouth, and all of a sudden it wasn't just the flesh speaking. Your spirit man rose up and, woo, glory, hallelujah, and you felt the unction to function, and you started praising God, and all of a sudden those demon powers, they just moved back, and the presence of God came. I tell you, you can get healed by praising God. You can get over that thing that you're going through if you'll open your mouth and praise God. You can get a financial breakthrough if you'll praise God. I tell you, some of you, all what you need to do is inform your face of just how happy you are and start praising God. Because you've been born again and your name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Woo! Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. You're worthy of our praise. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Nothing comes down until something goes up. And God inhabits the praises of his people. When you send up some glories, when you send up some hallelujah, when you send up some, I thank you, Jesus, from my heart. Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, from my heart. Well, there's no doubt about it. I'm gonna sing and shout it. Thank you, Jesus, from my heart. The devil's mad, and I am glad, 'cause he lost the soul that he thought he had. Thank you, Jesus, from my heart. Well, there's no doubt about it. I'm gonna sing and shout it. Thank you, Jesus, from my heart. Come on, let's stand and give Jesus a standing ovation. Let's give him some praise. Give the devil a migraine headache. Let him know how happy you are that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You belong to Jesus, and nothing can separate you. What shall separate us from the love of God? The principalities or powers or rulers of darkness, death or life, no height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Tell you something. Nothing comes down until something goes up. Praise paralyzes the devil. And that's why he wants you and he wants me and he wants the church to have a form of religion that denies the power and the presence of God. Because I learned something. Praise is God's address. Hallelujah. And if you were to go to heaven right now, and if you wanted to hear the highest note of praise, that could be given to the Lord, it would be the word hallelujah. In fact, hallelujah is a heavenly language. In Revelation 19, starting in verse 1, look at what the Bible says. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Now look at verse 3. And again they said, hallelujah. The next verse said, and the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah. And then the Bible says, and a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants that fear him, both small and great. And in response to that voice, there was another voice in verse 6 said it was the voice of a great multitude and the voice of many waters and the voice of mighty thundering saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And I believe at the revelation of Jesus Christ, there's going to be one grand hallelujah in heaven, and the kingdoms of this earth shall become the kingdoms of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he shall rule and reign forever and ever, and we're going to be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort you one another with these words. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. So first of all, the Bible says, praise ye the Lord. Well, that means that Jesus is the object of our praise. His name alone is excellent, and his glory and his name is above the heaven and the earth. We have a lot of people praising people, and it's okay when someone does well, and I'm not discounting that. Some people even praise themselves. Amen. But the Bible says, look at Proverbs 27 and 2. Says, let another man praise thee and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. So the thing is, we need to let God have the preeminence in our lives. He alone is worthy of our praise. And the Bible says, praise ye the Lord. So Jesus is the object of our praise. Hallelujah. Secondly, praise him in the sanctuary and praise him in the firmament of his power. Where is his sanctuary that we should praise him? I know he's everywhere. He's omnipresent. He's high above the heavens. The heavens cannot contain him. And how much more this sanctuary that we have built here in Wilson. Yet he says to praise him in the midst of the church. Wherever he is, that's his sanctuary. Wherever he is, that's where we should praise him. The psalmist said, take the wings of the morning, sail to the uttermost part of the sea, or make your bed in hell, or wherever it may be, that's his sanctuary. Hallelujah. So we're to praise him everywhere. I'll never forget when the Lord spoke that into my spirit. I had gone to pray for someone, and they'd been sick for a long time, a little child that was dying, and I've told this story, and they asked for me to come, and I had been and I had laid my hands upon that child, but they asked for me to come, and the doctor said the child would die in October, so just well to go on and have Christmas for him now, and I went over to Duke Hospital that day to pray for that child, and when I got there, they had gone out into the community. They knew I was coming, and I told them I'm coming, and when I come, I'm coming on one condition, that when I come into that room to pray for that child, that everybody leaves. I don't want a bit of unbelief in that. I fasted for 3 days and got my spirit man ready and made my journey over there, and they were gone, and they left note where they were, and God says, don't go. I said, don't go, Lord. Come here. Be healed. Woo! Right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Don't go, Lord. He said, don't go. So I said, Lord, I fasted 3 days to pray this prayer. He said, don't go. I said, but Lord, I fasted 3 days to pray this. And I know you want to heal that child. He said, don't go. So I'm headed back to Wilson and I'm arguing with the Lord. I said, Lord, I know you want to heal that child. Yet you told me not to go and lay my hands on that child. I'm going down the road and All of a sudden, I had an open vision. I said, well, Lord, it's not your hand that matters anyway. It's not my hand that matters anyway, Lord, it's your hand. And God spoke to me, said, where shall they go from my spirit? Where shall they go from my presence? If they take the wings of the morning and sail to the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall my hands find them. And when I said, Lord, it's your hand. And when I said that, I saw an open vision. And I saw that growth in that little baby start shrinking. And all of a sudden, it just, a little black speck and it was gone. That child had Christmas, that Christmas. I followed that child till they moved away. She was a teenager. She had Christmas, every Christmas after that. You cannot go anywhere and get away from his presence. You can come and sit in this church and get healed. Hallelujah. He is everywhere. So wherever you are, that's where he is. And that's where we're to praise him. And then he says, praise him for his mighty acts. That's the reason for your praise. Praise him for his mighty acts of creation. He draped the north over an empty place. And he hung the world upon nothing. You can't even hang your hat on nothing. Yet he spoke and said, let that be, and it came forth. Amen. He established the boundaries of the sea and said, thus far shall you go and no further. He holds the wind in his fist, and the clouds are his chariot, and he rides upon the wings of the wind. He created the sun, the greater light, to rule the day. And he created the moon and the stars, the lesser light, to rule the night. And oh, he's a great God. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. And we should praise him for his acts of creation. Then we should praise him for his acts of redemption. We were all slaves in a slave market. Oh, yes, but Jesus stepped down into that slave market and said, I'll buy them. Matter of fact, I'll buy them all. I'll buy every one of them. And the devil said, what are your credentials? Jesus said, I'm both the altar and the offering. I'm both the high priest and the sacrifice. I'm the buyer and the price, and I'll buy them all. The devil said, I can give them the whole world, and I can give it to them now. But Jesus said, that's all right, devil. I'll go to an old rugged cross, and I'll shed my precious blood, and I'll buy them with my blood, and you'll never be able to touch them again because you can't cross the bloodline. Hallelujah. Look at what Brother Peter said in 1 Peter 1:18. He said, you are not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. Hallelujah. We were bought with a price, and we're to praise God, and we're to magnify his name because of his redemptive act. And then think about what he's done for you. We're to praise him for his providential act. Hallelujah. Whatever he has performed in your life, look back over your life and look at what God has already done for you. Didn't he always spread a table in the wilderness? Didn't he always come through for you? Didn't he heal your body? Didn't he feed you with good things? Hasn't he supplied all you need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus? I tell you, we need to thank God for his provision. We're sitting in church in a fine place, hallelujah, with padded chairs and all types of nice stuff. And there are people in other places, they don't have what we have, but praise God, it doesn't matter what I have or what I don't have. I know what it is to abound. I know what it is to abase. But I tell you, I learned the power of praise a long time ago, and I'm going to praise him for what he's done for me. Goodness and mercy, I just can't get over it. They're hunting me down. They're following me. They're on my trail. Go on and praise him, because God loves you, and God has provided for you. God cares for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is great and mighty. When he speaks, hallelujah, it's done. Listen to this psalm. I quoted it earlier. Psalm 107 says it four times. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, I know what it is to get down. I mean, you get down so low in your soul, you have to look up to see the bottom. I know what it is to be without him. And I know what it is to walk with him. And I read John 15:11 up there, brother. I read this one day. And when I read it, I said, I receive that, Jesus. Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. And when I read that, I said, Lord, I receive that. And I've been walking in it ever since. I had people tell me, said, you can't live with all that joy. I mean, I'm a brand new Christian. They're trying to take my joy. Say, you can't live in all that joy. Nobody can have it. I said, I got it. I got it. They say, but you can't have it. I said, but I got it. And they keep on trying to take my joy from me. I said, Jesus gave it to me, and I've got it. I said, that's like telling a millionaire you can't have $1 million when he's got millions in the bank. Woo! I said, I've got Jesus' joy down in my soul. Hallelujah. And all you have to do is say, Lord, you to buy and the price. You paid for it, and I receive it. That one word, I receive your joy, and I've been walking in it ever since. Have I been knocked down? You better believe it. I've been flat on my back when I had to look up and see the ceiling. And the devil tried to tell me, you're finished now. I said, not me. I got a word from God. He said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Hallelujah. And I just start praising him. I just start quoting his words. And all of a sudden that old demon spirit would go. And sometimes I just get to laughing. I just get to laughing and praising God. Because the word is living. It's powerful. And the word will quicken your body. Get into the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then there's the measure of his praise. We should praise him according to his excellent greatness. Did you ever stop to think about the greatness of the Lord? The Bible says his greatness is unsearchable. He is great in power, infinite in understanding, and his ways are past finding out. The psalmist said that before the day was, God said, I am he. I will work and none can stop me, saith the Lord. There is none above him. There is none like unto him. He is great and mighty. And when he speaks, hallelujah, it is done. All he has to do is speak into your situation. And it's done. I've had him speak some great things into my life. They didn't all happen at once. But I said, I know your voice, Lord. You want me to tell you how to hear the Lord's voice? It's the voice that comes from within. The other voice that comes from without is the devil. He's not inside of you. And he speaks from the outside, and he can appear as an angel of light, and he'll quote scripture to you. I've had him do that to me. And I just wait to see if it's the Lord or if it's the devil. And when it's the devil, he'll betray himself. I was lying flat on my back. He said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let not that man think he shall receive anything of God. I didn't say a word. I'm just looking at the ceiling. Just wish I had the strength to get out of bed. He come back a second time. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let not that man think he shall receive anything of God. I still didn't say anything. He come back a third time. He said, God's not going to heal you because you're double-minded. I said, you lying devil. I recognize your voice now. God says, only believe. All things are possible to him that believes. God said, if you shall believe, you shall see the glory of God. See, that one voice comes from without. One voice comes from within. One voice is trying to bring condemnation and bring you down. The other voice is the voice of God that's trying to lift you up. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. When the head is lifted up, woo, the whole body is going to be lifted up. Glory to God. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah to the Lamb. If I be lifted up, Jesus said, I'll draw all men unto me. I don't want people to see me. I want them to see Jesus. Hallelujah. I love that picture that was taken when I was praying for a man in Zambia, Africa. When I laid my hands on the power of God hitting me, fell on the floor speaking in tongues. He's not looking at me. I'm just standing there with my hand out like that. And I looked at the congregation, not one eye is on me. Every eye is focus upward. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. Oh, he'll use the preacher to help you. But I'll tell you, if you get the help from the Lord, it's going to come from that nail-scarred hand. It's going to come from that Father who loves you. It's going to come through the power of the Holy Ghost that doesn't speak of himself, but he speaks of Jesus because of Calvary and the blood. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. He's a great God. We should praise him for his excellence. You know, if people would sing according to his excellent greatness, this is how they would sing. They wouldn't sing for a show. They wouldn't sing to entertain. They wouldn't sing to perform. But they would sing unto him in praise and in honor and in glory and in worship. They would sing according to his excellent greatness. The measure of our praise. Could we ever praise him enough for his greatness? Could we ever magnify him enough according to his excellent grace? And then he says to praise him with the sound of the trumpet and all those other musical instruments. What is he saying there? He's saying this is the method of our praise unto him. He said, with the timbrel and dance, that's both hand and feet. I don't have anything in my hand, but I can throw two hands up, glory to God, and I got feet, woo, and I can dance. You've heard me say it, when I get 95, if the Lord lets me tarry, if I'm up preaching, I might not be able to praise him. I'll get me a walking stick if I have to, hallelujah. And I'll get around it. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. See, I found out something. When I'm down in my body and I'm tired, I can start praising him. All of a sudden, I get energized by the Holy Ghost. You ought to try it sometime. I promise you, it will work. And as you get older, the more you need to do it. Woo! Hallelujah. Some people say, I can't hardly walk. Well, praise God. Walk in the light as he is in the light and praise him. And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost will come down and he'll quicken your body by the Spirit of God. Praise him with all those instruments. He said, praise him loudly and clearly. He said, on the loud cymbals and on the high-sounding cymbals. We're to praise him so that the world may know that we're not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not ashamed to worship him. I don't care what the world has to say about it. Some people say, how can you praise God the way you do? I said, it just comes up out of my spirit. I can't help it. All I have to do is think about where I was, where it brought me from, and where I am today. All I have to do is think about what he's done for me. And all of a sudden, I'm not here. I'm over there. And I'm worshiping him and dancing and praising him. Hallelujah. God is a great God. Amen. And then he says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. That's the condition of our praise. He said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. He said, when you breathe in, you ought to breathe out praise. He said, when you inhale, you ought to exhale praise. He said, because you've got breath in your body, you ought to praise him. Hallelujah. And we've got breath, haven't we? So we ought to praise the Lord and we ought to magnify him and we ought to worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus, he is the object of our praise. And the scriptures tell us to give glory unto the Lord that is due unto his name. And the scriptures tell us to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And when you begin to worship the Lord in the old-fashioned Pentecostal way, the Spirit of the Lord, he will come down and tabernacle among people. I know some people think I'm crazy. They say, you've lost your mind. I said, I have. My mind doesn't control me. I'm in the spirit. But see, I live a balanced life, and they have to look back on my life and say, well, he had a career. He retired with a successful career. He's done some things right. He's reared a family. He's got a wife and a family. Hey, maybe he's not so unbalanced after all. Maybe he just loves to praise God and give him the preeminence. See, if you let people they'll take your blessing. If you let people, they'll take your joy. Amen. I'll never forget tonight that I had this problem and I just couldn't get rid of it. And so I went out on an old oak tree, a place where I used to hunt. And I said, God, I'm not leaving this place until you got my problem. And I've got this joy. Somebody that just kept telling me I couldn't have it. That's before I read John 15 and 11. And I started praising God. The stars would come out of their silver sockets. And they'd streak across the heaven. I say, glory to God. Look at my Father. He's magnificent. He's mighty. Look at him sending praise across the skies. And I started dancing. I started speaking in tongues. I got lost in the Spirit. And God reached down in my heart. And he took that thing out and flung it from me. I've never known it to this moment. Hallelujah. You can have what the Bible says you can have. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Hallelujah. And I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Hallelujah. When you begin to worship God and praise him, the Spirit comes down. And he tabernacles among his people. You know, praise is the gateway by which we enter into the very holiest of holies. Praise is a mighty weapon. And when the church sends up praise, the glory comes down. The Holy Ghost, he also comes on wings of praise. Some people want the fullness of the Spirit. We'll start praising. They were in the temple continually praying and praising God when the Holy Ghost fell in that little upper room. And I'm not looking for some shortcut or some cheap shot. I'm looking for a full, genuine experience of the Holy Ghost that changes the lives of men and women. There's been a change in this life of mine since the Lord laid his hands on me. There's been a change in this life of mine since the Lord laid his hands on me. The place I used to go, I don't go no more since the Lord laid his hands on me. The things I used to do, I don't do no more since the Lord laid his hands on me. I tell people, I said, if you didn't get changed like that, you need to make another trip to Calvary. Because there's power in the blood. Hallelujah. And God will change you. You know, there's no formalism as dead as Pentecostal formalism. We've gotten to the place that we clap our hands. There's nothing wrong with that. When someone blesses us, amen. But I don't hear too much hand clapping for Jesus in the church anymore. We've got to the place where we sort of got this performer, entertainer spirit that's come into the church. And we're looking to be entertained. We're looking for a good performer to come along. But I think it's time that we lose sight of those things around us and get our eyes on Jesus and give him the praise that's due his name. The scriptures say, oh, clap your hands, all these people. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Shout aloud in the house of God with the voice of triumph and declare his works with rejoicing. The scriptures tell us to praise him with a timbaland dance. That means both hand and feet. He is worthy of our praise. Holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty One. For he has redeemed us with his own precious blood out of every kindred, tongue, tribe, and nation. Salvation and glory and power unto him who created us, and for his pleasure we are and were created. Psalms 9 and 1 says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. Psalms 86 and 12 says, I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. Psalms 103 verse 1 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He said, with your whole heart, with all your heart, with everything that's in you, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your body, with all your strength, with everything that is in you, praise ye the Lord. Praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Wherever you are, he is there, and that's where you should praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me land this thing. I want you to listen to this quote from Reverend N.J. Holmes, founder of Holmes College of the Bible in Greenville, South Carolina. Reverend Holmes was writing out of the content of the Pentecostal outpouring which occurred at Azusa Street in Los Angeles, California in 1906 and 1907. And I quote, "Pentecostal people are not confined to any set method of praising God. Some praise Him in prayer and others with songs. As Paul says, sometimes in the spirit or in tongues, and sometimes with understanding or in their own tongues. Sometimes with instruments under the power of the Spirit. Sometimes praising Him in tongues and sometimes in the dance. Why not praise God in the dance? Why should Satan control this method of expressing joy and praise?" End of quote. See, church people, God's people, they're to be a rejoicing people. Did you know that according to the Bible, that God sings over His people? Look at Zephaniah 3 and 17. "The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, is great and mighty. He will save, He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing." That verb joy comes from the root word shemach, which means to jump for joy. Not only does God sing over us, but He jumps for joy, which implies that God dances over us. And if God dances over us with rejoicing, why shouldn't we dance back and praise Him? Why shouldn't we just take hold of this thing and go on and get back to our Pentecostal roots of holiness and righteousness and living a godly life, and so that we can praise Him because our hearts don't condemn us. We can go right into His presence. Oh, I know we're in the world, and sometimes stuff comes your way. But we were talking about in the Sunday school this morning, the Lord spoke to me. He said, "Sin shall not have dominion over you." He said, "Yeah, you're going to be tempted, but sin doesn't have dominion. The Holy Ghost has dominion when you walk in the Spirit. The Holy Ghost has dominion when you live a clean, pure, holy life. The Holy Ghost has dominion when you pray and fast and seek the face of God and live this thing." Hallelujah. God help us. Amen. Psalm 149, 150 says, "Praise Him in the dance." Look at Psalms 149 and 3. "Let them praise His name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto Him with a trembling heart." Psalm 150, verse 4. "Praise Him with a trembling dance. Praise Him with string instruments and organs." According to the Bible, there is a dance that is different from the dance of the secular world. It's a dance unto the Lord. And it's encouraged throughout the Scriptures. And it's according to the Scriptures. This is not a rehearsed or a formal orchestrated dance. I'm not against choreography. Amen. Planned dancing that some people do in the church. Matter of fact, I encourage our young people to dance. I encourage them to do that. But I just know this. That is a dance that is not rehearsed. And it is a spontaneous, beautiful expression of praise that lifts and exalts the name of Jesus. It's something so deep in your heart that no one else understands it. No one else has experienced it. It's very personal, and it's between you and the Lord. Brother J.R. Eason, a great Church of God preacher, a dear friend of mine, he's gone on to be with the Lord, but he said this, and I tend to agree with him. Brother J.R. said, "If you've never danced before the Lord, and you've never danced in the Spirit, you've been cheated in your Christian experience." Amen. C.M. Ward, noted author, pastor, and Christian educator, said this about his daddy, quote, "My father, Elder A.G. Ward, one of the Assembly of God's pioneers, accepted the headquarters of the pastorate in 1926. We moved to Springfield, Missouri. Father had been ordained a Methodist. He was, in every sense of the phrase, a spirit-filled clergyman. He loved his vestment, Roman collar, high-fitted vest and split-tail coat. There was no mistaking Elder A.G. Ward. He couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, but he could dance. It was beautiful. And always the highest point in his service to Jesus, he would say, regardless of the conviction of platform or the sophistication of the audience, pardon me, friends, the Lord and I, we're going to have a little fellowship. And often he would remove his coat and he would dance till the power of God swept through the entire audience. It was magnificent. End of quote. Why do Christians dance? What is their motivation? It comes from their heart. It is pure worship. And they dance only to glorify and magnify the Lord. It's a form of praise and worship. And God, in turn, he rejoices over them with singing and dancing. Praise is a powerful weapon. Jesus is the object of our praise. He is the Lion of praise. And when we begin to praise him in the old-fashioned Pentecostal way, he shows up and he fights our battles. Let us sing. Hallelujah. He's all that I need. He's all that I need. Jesus is all I'll ever need. He's all that I need. He's all that I need. Jesus is all I'll ever need.
Sing it, Cooper.
He's a ripple on the stream.
He's the God of everything. Alpha. Give him a little volume, brother.
The beginning and the end. He was dead, but now he's alive. He holds the keys you cannot try.
He's my rock, he's my staff. He's my God, he'll make the way. Come on, church. Let's worship him.
Jesus is all I'll ever need. He's all that I need. He's all that I need. Jesus is all I'll ever need.
He's the one. He's done so much for me. He saved me when I was so lost in sin. Put joy down in my soul. Now heaven is my goal. And some sweet day he's coming after you and me.
Sing it, church. He's all I need.
He's all that I need.
He's the high priest of my soul. He is my highest goal. He's the light in the darkest night I see.
Yes. Woo!
He picks me up when I'm way down. He's my God. He holds my hand. And some sweet day he's coming back for you and me.
Sing it, church. All I need.
He's all that I need. He's all that I need. Jesus is all I'll ever need. He's all that I need. He's all that I need. Jesus is all I'll ever need.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down. Well, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down. Ain't nobody. Ain't nobody. Shall be done, 'cause he's my friend. We'll
gain nobody to be like my Jesus. Gain nobody to be like my Lord. Gain nobody to be like my Jesus. 'Cause he's my friend.
Hallelujah. I wanted to whet your appetite. I didn't give an altar call. I just wanted you to experience His presence. I want you to understand the power of the weapon called praise. I think we've missed something in the church. And we've got to where we just come and we go out and we never have the real encounter with Him. You can do that, and you'll probably make heaven your eternal home. But I'll tell you what you won't have. You won't have all that you could have had and should have had while you were here. There's something about praying and then praising God. When God comes down, and the Lion of Praise, He shows up in the battles of life. And I've got a lot of sermons on praise. And I've won a lot of great battles with praise. But what I want the church to realize that you need to praise Him. You don't even have to do it in church. You know, some people are they're shy. They're intimidated by it. And if that's you, do like I told one lady. I said, go home, get all by yourself. Where there's nobody. She lost a job and she was so down. I said, let me tell you how to get another one. Go home, get alone with no one to criticize you, and start praising God. Maybe you just can't live this thing the way you should. Get alone and start praising God. And let Him know that you love Him and you're praising Him. And ask Him to help you in every area of your life. And she come back to church one day, and several weeks later, she said, I did what you told me to do. I said, what was that? I forgotten. I told her. She said, I went alone. Went home, got all alone, and I started praising God. And guess what? I've got a better job than I had, and I got benefits with it. Hallelujah. Go in the power of the Spirit. Let's go out of here with He's All I Need. Put it in C chord for Cooper so he can sing it. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at three people and tell them you are blessed and highly favored of God. Be back at 4:30. We're going to have soup and sandwiches and finish part two of this sermon tonight.
Thank you. glad you came this morning. It is, ain't it?